The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on North Idaho Radio, KSPT, KBFI, as well as 97.1 FM. And for all of you listening today on NorthIdahoRadio.com, if you haven't heard the word on that.
If they haven't heard of it, how would they be listening on North Idaho Radio?
Because I'm pretending that it's possible. So, yeah, folks, what I'm doing, if you're listening on your radio, say you're in your car,
I see,
driving through Naples or something, thinking, what do I do when I get home? I don't get AM reception at my place. You just go online. That's who I'm talking to.
I get it.
Good
now.
Save.
Yeah,
huh?
Nice.
All right. NorthIdahoRadio.com, and don't be nervous, but I think your entire family, Ricky, is listening to this today.
I don't have a family.
You do. You have brothers and sisters.
Oh, shoot.
They're all over the country and even out of the country, and they're listening today. Because it is Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. I'm Bob Witte, and it's time for yet another award-winning edition of Ricky's Top 10.
Award-winning caliber edition,
because it's never really won any awards that we know of. It's a weekly radio talk show where we take a look at a top 10 list so that you can be the very best you.
Is that what we're doing here? No,
that's not what we're doing. That was another day. It's a top 10 list of our choosing is what it is. We've done top 10 favorite various foods, various camping spots, hiking spots, top 10 favorite movies. You get the picture.
Cocktails, cereal.
Cocktails, yeah. Today we welcome back in one of our top 10 favorite guest hosts, actually.
Hey, is this number 5 for you? Are you part of the 5-timers club?
Yeah, this is my 5th time.
Whoa!
We didn't even get you a t-shirt.
Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, our resident world-renowned expert on all things kid-like, an actual kid, Mr. Benson Brown, he has joined us for, your top 10 favorite kids' movies?
Yeah.
And favorite candies?
And cartoon movies.
Cartoons.
Candy.
And
has to be one more subject.
One other one.
I think it was your top 10 favorite girls in your kindergarten class. It was a few years
right,
ago.
Top 10 favorite grandpas.
Nope. Anyway.
We'll think about
today,
it.
Today, a subject of his own choosing. Benson Brown came up with this one. A top 10 favorite games, like board games, tabletop games, cards, things like that. So Ricky and Benson will have their top 10 lists while I just sit back and make fun of them. But first, what else is going on? You know, we haven't for almost 10 weeks now had like any entertainment to pass along.
I know.
But things, you know, are opening back up as Rebound Idaho is in full swing, which is awesome. And the Ponderay Winery is hosting live music this weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, we used to take for granted all these announcements we'd make, you know,
yeah,
IPA and iCarts and everybody's having this live music.
It was like there was too much all the time.
Yeah, and then it went to nothing, and now it's the winery.
There are still certain restrictions that they have in place.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not just opening it up shoulder to shoulder. Packedness yet.
So the winery this Friday welcomes back John Fershey, one of my favorites, from 5 to 8 p.m., performing his solo sets, incorporating his styles influenced by blues, jazz, rock, and more. Outstanding musician and a singer as well. For more information on anything at the winery, it's powine.com. powine.com. And then Saturday, you know, we were talking about the Sampite Rec Department last week and how they had postponed or canceled a lot of their summer events.
Yeah.
Saturday, they're having the Sand Creek's Paddlers Challenge.
No way.
In Sand Creek.
Whoa.
It says right here that this is a fun and exciting event for families and serious racers alike. You can join the Sandpoint Parks and Rec Department for their 12th annual Sand Creek Paddlers Challenge. You pre-register at sandpointidaho.gov/forward/ Parks Recreation. Or you can just go to the city of Sandpoint and you'll find it
exactly.
Eventually.
It's pretty easy.
Check in and on-site registration is from 9 to 9:30 at the City Beach Pavilion.
Nice.
Pre-race meetings start at 9:30. That's instructions and stuff. And the race begins at 10. It's $10 per boat to enter. And it's a 4-mile paddle up and back on Sand Creek. It has three separate divisions, two race divisions, solo and tandem, a recreational division for those who don't want to leave a wake, and a sup. Sup. It's a stand-up paddleboard division, yeah. Of course. There are trophies for first place in each division and random drawings. Again, that is Saturday, and you can go to sandpointidaho.gov, Parks and Recreation. You'll find it and register for the paddlers challenge.
Hang out at the Chamber of Commerce parking lot and watch them.
Watch them.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good. Farmers Market, of course, is in, what, their third week, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And it is Saturday again.
Again.
Again. this Saturday from 9 to 1.
Uh-huh.
It's in the parking lot across from what we still refer to as Merwin's.
Yes.
And Joel's, of course, right there. So you can do that. And then at the winery is Lucas Brookbank Brown Duo from 5
say
to 8 on Saturday.
Fast.
I'm not going to say it again. Again, powine.com. And then Piano Sunday is at the winery as well. And I have a feeling that as we continue to rebound Idaho, we'll have more and more entertainment stuff to pass along.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. I really miss the Wednesday nonprofit nights at Idaho Poor Authority.
Yeah, I don't know how they would do that with social distancing.
It's too crowded.
Yeah, it's way too crowded.
They are open right now, but they're only allowing 20 people in at a time.
What's up, Benson?
And
so after all of that stuff, the spa isn't open?
Spas are open. Wildflower Spa at Seasons is open, at least.
Your mom got her nails done last Thursday. But your mom got her nails done at her spa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're open.
Again,
so
we can go get anybody facials. Want a cocktail?
Benson.
Yeah. So you can get a pedicure and a manicure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's cocktails? Is that what you're asking?
You know what we're going to do? Because we've degraded right here. We're going to take a break and have a little powwow, a little family meeting. We come back. It's Ricky's Top 10 today, starring Benson Brown, an actual kid, and it's Top 10 favorite board games.
Sit back and grab a cocktail.
Well, what is with you and the cocktail? We edit this out.
We'll be right back.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce for Pierce Auto Center in Sagal, Idaho. We're just a couple minutes south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram, one big location right on Highway 95. Our goal at Pierce Auto Center is to earn your business one customer at a time. Pierce Auto Center is a family-owned business. We're offering full parts, full service, master technicians, plus a large inventory of new and used vehicles, fully reconditioned, waiting for you and your family. Give us a call at 263-4212. And remember, if you make that drive, I'll make the deal.
We all have a lot of blind spots, like the person who makes poor fashion choices.
What, you don't like this fedora?
Or your friend who posts too many selfies.
Okay, one more selfie, guys. Say cheese!
And the person who's into fad diets.
Wait, potatoes are carbs?
The guy who asks questions during a movie.
Hang on, I thought he was the killer.
We all have to watch out for our blind spots, especially on the road. Be sure to keep an eye out for motorcyclists when you're driving. This message brought to you by the Idaho Office of Highway Safety.
I can't wear a black belt with brown shoes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. That's 800-547-4170.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
for dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, and like he said, it's NorthIdahoRadio.com, also here at 1400, 1450 AM, 97.1 FM.
Whoa. Are we available online to live stream as well?
Yeah. Have I failed to mention that?
Five, six times
already. Sitting here having cocktails, apparently. No, we are not having cocktails. I don't know why Benson, 10-year-old Benson,
yes,
would say that. Anyway, let's get to our top 10 list. Ricky, as always, to just let you take it away, how do you want to do this?
I say we go from 10 to 1, back and forth.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd
Benson, be good. Do you have a list? Did you make a list of...
Let's just say no, and do you want another cocktail?
This is why we invite you on the show. Why don't you go first with your number 10?
Why don't you go first with your number 10?
Okay. My number 10, it's very loud. You might not want to play it while other people are sleeping.
Hungry, Hungry Hippo?
No. Mm. Jenga.
Oh, Jenga's a good one. Have you ever played Giant Jenga?
Yeah, Giant Jenga is fun, too.
It's super. That one's loud. But Jenga, that's a good one. I actually forgot about Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, Benson, before we went on the air, you telling me about your Uncle Willie and his wife, Jamie, were playing Jenga recently?
And his wife, Jamie, mm-hmm, literally defined the laws of physics.
Wow.
I'm not
kidding.
She, like,
levitated or something?
Yeah. What did she do?
She pulled a block that was not pullable, and it tilted, and it stayed up.
The Leaning Tower of Jenga.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a witch.
Wow, number 10, Jenga. Good one. That's a good one.
My number 10 is a tie, because I had a 10, and then Benson changed the rules on me last second. I said board games and card games, right? And he said tabletop games.
Oh.
So I'm taking that to mean I made Dad, Papa here, a tabletop version of cornhole. So I'd like to add that in at my number 10 because it's tiny cornhole and it's super fun. But also I had Cards Against Humanity down for my number 10 because that is one of those ones that you can just stay up super late. And you know, Benson, having cocktails with your friends and playing Cards Against Humanity, it just gets really fun.
Yeah, we haven't got arrested even though there's a cop in our neighborhood.
Wow.
Well, that's good to have that when kids are drinking and running around. But Cards Against Humanity, I remember when it came out, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
There was nothing really like it. And it, with all the answers and stuff were like pertinent to stuff that was happening in society right now.
Exactly.
I mean, about TV shows that you're watching right now. Yeah. And then, of course, the original got kind of old. It's been a number of years now, probably like 8, I'm guessing.
Yeah, something like that.
So have they come up with new additions and such?
Sure. I'm really not up to date on current... I know they have different editions now. And then there's like...
Ask our engineer, Derek, because he's smarter than us.
Yeah.
He says, oh, yeah, sure.
There are other games, too, like Name the Meme, where you come up with a caption for a picture that somebody holds up and that kind of like version of Cards Against Humanity as
well.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Good one.
Yeah,
Benson, you're number 9.
Number 9.
Ooh, all right. My number 9, it's a card game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like War, but not... No, it's not like War at all. Slapjack.
Slapjack?
Slapjack.
Slapjack.
Heard of it.
Well, my friend Jack hates this game, first of all. I'm just kidding. What is this game about?
So basically, two people... I swear I don't have Corona. Two people flip cards at a time. And once you see a slapjack, you have to slap it. But if you slap the wrong card, then the other person gets a point.
So it's like a game where you're trying to get rid of your cards first, or like, cards points?
Like, so every time you slap the card, joker, or jack,
a jack,
a jack you get a point.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then you...
So it's points.
Yeah.
I like it.
Points. So where did you learn this game? I've never even heard of it.
Shout out to my friend Lou.
Oh, sweet Lou.
I actually learned it a few years ago when he still lived at his old house and...
A block away from where he lives now in his new house?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He... His babysitter Cheyenne showed it to me.
Oh.
And... Yeah.
So good. So is Lou really sweet in real life?
I don't know how to
we'll
answer
that. We'll take that as a no.
You're number nine.
My number nine is a classic. We had a small like car version of this growing up, and so we used it a lot, especially on road trips that we would take every summer, is Battleship. I am very strategically, weirdly good at Battleship, and I love it. And I have to admit, most of the games on my list are because I'm good at them, which is usually why it's my favorite game. I'm not competitive in life. Like, playing sports, I don't care. But when it comes to board games, I get very ridiculously competitive, which is probably why your mother, Benson, won't play board games with me, because I'm good at them.
It kind of runs in the witty vein of competitiveness. I don't know where it comes from, but it was my grandparents. Mm. My grandmother was super competitive, and oddly enough, her name was Julia.
My grandmother was more competitive than yours.
Shut the front door.
So yeah, Battleship is my number nine because I'm very good at it.
We've become a very listener-friendly, interactive show today. My friend Shelley writes in that she has played Slapjack.
Oh.
So there, it's a real thing.
It's not made-up game.
And I think this is a plant.
We have also heard that there are three versions of Cards Against Humanity, 1.0, 2.0, and the special Canadian edition, eh?
Hey, we should get that one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That would be fun.
For sure.
Next time we go to Ireland.
Benson, you're number eight.
I swear I didn't copy off of the list, but my number eight is Battleship.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Why do you like Battleship?
Well, first of all, I have a car version of it too. And I have a regular version of it. But I like Battleship because I really like all kinds of board games. I really like board games that involve strategy.
Yeah.
But board games that are just all about guessing is really fun too, like memory games. So Battleship is one of those games that is
I didn't have Guess Who on my list. I like that one.
That is like out, like a different kind of board game, but again, it's really similar to other board games.
Yeah. I like the strategy in Battleship.
And it's good for drinking a cocktail with.
Drop the cocktail thing, kid. 10 years old. But Battleship was a problem when I was a little kid because I was from this huge family, nine kids. Mm-hmm. And then you have all these little pieces for Battleship. This was actually a board game problem in our house.
Because
you have all these kids play and then you'd run off and go outside or whatever. And so I could go to play Battleship, and of course, one or two of the boats would be missing.
Annie swallowed the boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what do? You go buy a new game of Battleship. I don't know.
That would be a problem.
Your number eight.
Thank you. My number eight, again, back to the strategy games, because I really like this. It's kind of an involved game, too. It can take a while sometimes, and then sometimes it's just super odd, like you just narrow it down right away, and you're the most clever person in the world, is Clue. I really like Clue. I like figuring out. Maybe it's because I'm obsessed with Murder, She Wrote, and I've watched it most of my life. But I really like the whole idea of finding out who did what, when, where. Like, it's kind of like a detective game, which is really fun. And I like it.
According to the top 50 board games of all time, according to Better Homes and Gardens, Clue was number two.
Hey.
Whoa.
And Benson, as far as your list goes, according to ravereview.com, Clue was number seven, Battleship number eight, Jenga number nine, Cards Against Humanity number 16.
I think you're scoring on this. Not that it's a competition.
Just passing that along. Also want to pass along a few words, and we'll come back to Ricky's Top 10 here on North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. We've got Ricky, of course. We've got our resident kid expert, 10-year-old Benson Brown.
Hello.
And it's our Top 10 favorite games, and we'll continue playing right after this.
The trees on your property are worth a lot more than you realize. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, those trees represent a long-term investment, possibly worth thousands of dollars. But in recent years, weather extremes, insects, wind, and wildfires have become bigger threats to your forest. To protect that property investment, we have a solution. The experienced foresters at Idaho Forest Group are now offering free, no-obligation timberland assessments. Our foresters will walk your property and help put a long-term management plan in place to help maintain your timber's long-term health, beauty, and value. And if selective thinning is recommended, you can sell your marketable timber to Idaho Forest Group, providing income for your family. For a no-obligation assessment of your timberland by an experienced forester, visit us at idfg.com. The trees on your property are worth a lot more than you realize.
Hey there, news from Harrison. Thank you for turning out in May. Our soft opening was great. Harrison is ready for summer. Businesses are open and anxious to see you. Enjoy our Saturday music in the park. Join us on the 4th of July for fireworks celebrating over 120 years of Harrison's history. The docks will be busy, so be prepared to anchor offshore and enjoy the show. Driving down, get here early and get a good spot. Harrison Midweek offers a slower pace, uncrowded trails, docks, and restaurants. Visit us online at harrisonidaho.org.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have the best at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary Go Anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full-service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
Born in North Idaho, P1FCU put roots down to help our members succeed. That's why we are now offering a health savings card to all members through the end of this year. Save up to 50% or more on prescriptions at participating pharmacies. Visit p1fcu.org/health to learn more and get your card. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
NorthIdahoRadio.com. Did I mention that yet?
Not yet. Today? I don't think so. I haven't been paying attention.
We are back. It's North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day, another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10, Top 10 favorite board games and things of that nature with 10-year-old Benson Brown. And Benson, how you doing? We're almost halfway through the show. Are you hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for elaborating.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're doing great.
All right. So we are on your number seven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So my number seven, it's what Ricky thought I was going to have on my last one. Mm-hmm. It is very loud, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Nice. It's on your list?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I love Hungry Hungry Hippos.
So yeah. I mentioned a couple of lists I got offline, and Hungry Hungry Hippos is on both of those, and I don't know what it is. What is Hungry Hungry Hippos? How does it work?
There's marbles in the middle. And you slap your hippo button, and it shoots the little...
You slap your hippo button.
It shoots a little head out, and it eats as many of the little marbles as it can.
Yeah, so, it's like one
of the... Oh, yeah. So you can play slapjack, and when he's done getting slapped around, you can play slap your hippo.
Slap your hippo, yeah.
20 on the Better Homes and Gardens Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, but Hungry Hungry Hippos is one of those board games that don't involve... strategy, but involves strategy at the same time.
Sure, like psyching your opponents out. Your hippo can't eat anything.
Yeah, there also are names for the hippos. Like the orange one is hungry hippo. The blue one or the green one is Vegipotamus.
Mm.
The yellow one is Potamus.
Whoa, that's not very creative.
So do you name them yourself, or does it come with the game? That
there are like stickers on the things where it holds the marbles.
Gotcha.
Sounds like it would have been one in my house growing up. We would have lost the marbles on the first
for
day.
Sure. Yeah. So Annie would have eaten them.
Then you would have bought more for absolutely no reason. So you're just giving money to that company.
Exactly. No political statements here on this show. My number seven is, and I don't know if you guys even know this one. I learned about it through the Shooks. It's one of their favorite games. It's called Code Words. And you have a series of cards laid out on the table that everyone can see. And two people get the key. And so there's a blue team and a red team. And you have to try to get your team to guess the cards that are blue on your little key card. So it's kind of difficult. Like you can try to get them to guess more than one thing at a time. Like you can say any word that has to do with water and then they guess all the water ones. But if you get it wrong, then the other team gets a point or you could possibly be out. It's kind of confusing to explain, but it's a really fun party game. You know, like say cocktail parties, because a bunch of people can play it together. So the team sizes are unlimited. It's better with a little smaller crowd, but it's kind of fun that way because it's, you have to think about it. It's like a strategy game, but also group participation. So you never know how people are going to think or react to it. It's really, it's a good game.
But do you get a slap like a Shook twin or anything? You get a slap anything?
You can slap the Shooks. Yeah, that's fine. Only if you're another girl though. Right. Men can slap John Craigie.
So men have to slap like their hippo.
Yes, yeah.
And but
let's move on. What's your number six, Benson?
Number six.
This has to be the weirdest show we've ever done.
Again, with the memory games that don't involve any skill.
Mm-hmm.
Who pooped?
Hooped?
Yeah.
Wait, who pooped?
Okay, so it's a memory game.
A memory game that doesn't involve any skill.
Right, except for memorizing things. Anyway.
You have to have a good brain. it's just like a regular memory game. You flip over a card. Say you flipped over human, then you would have to try and find the human poop.
Oh.
Or if you flipped over like...
This is actually a game you buy at the store.
Yeah.
So you're trying to match an animal to the animal's poop. But how do you know what the poop looks like? Do you just have to know that? Like what bear poop?
Oh, no. So it shows a picture and then it says what it is at the bottom.
Then you have to remember which card it is and you turn it over.
I see.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So it's like memory with poop.
This
could actually be very helpful.
I just said it's a memory game. Do you guys not pay attention?
I wasn't listening. So this could actually be very helpful when you're out in the woods and you see animal feces. You could identify the animals. Like, say there's a bear on the trail that you're on. You could go, oh, that's bear poop. I should probably go in the other direction. It's very helpful.
I don't know. What's your number five? Or number six?
Number six. Thank you for asking.
Number six.
Yes.
Seven.
I already did seven. Code words.
Clue words. Do you pay attention?
No. None of us are paying attention.
Do you need another cocktail to pay attention?
My number six is poker. I really like playing poker. I don't like high stakes poker where it involves any sort, like even if you're playing penny poker. I like candy poker. I like getting different kinds of candy, assigning different values to them that are meaningless. It's just more fun that way. There's really no stakes in it. We used to play this all the time when we would go camping as kids. You'd end up with like, you know, five licorices and a bunch of mini Snickers.
Dirty licorices.
Super dirty. Everything camping. Was gross at the end. But it was super fun. That's my number six.
So you mentioned playing this, that clue words at, mm-hmm. at the Shooks. There's another game that we'd play at the Shooks.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like after Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, Salad Bowl. It's like celebrity kind of. Yeah.
Salad Bowl. Is that on your list or is that something
it's not. I forgot about it.
Well, tell us about that game because it's really fun.
Yeah.
But they'd always bring it out at a time when I was kind of like not in the mood.
Yeah.
it's 10:30 at night. Come
exactly.
On.
Yeah.
But what is that Salad Bowl?
It's sort of like celebrity where you put a phrase in a bowl and then you have to describe it to your group of friends without using any of the words in it. and get them to guess what is on this little piece of paper. So it's kind of like, it's a good, fun party game. If you haven't played Celebrity before either, that's just a celebrity's name, and there's different rounds where you can say words to get them to guess the name and then act it out, and then you can just use one word at the final round or something like that. I don't really remember the specifics, but yeah, it's a fun kind of group participation. Everyone starts yelling, and you kind of get into a rhythm because it's the same words over and over that you put back in the bowl and then pick them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salad bowl. I bring that up because I just have never played it anywhere else other than at the Shook's house.
Yeah. And it's a thing. Lori and Caitlin Shook have to be separated. They can't be on the same team. And my brother Willie and I can't be on the same team because we just think too much alike. Like, we have all the same references for things.
They're all twins.
Yeah, exactly.
Willie and all of his brothers. Interesting. So salad bowl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Are we already at number 5?
Yes, we are.
We're moving along way too fast.
Shoot.
So what else do you want to talk
Should
about?
We just sit here for a minute? Well, let's hear more about your
Absolutely.
Top 50 lists.
According to Better Homes and Gardens, they're number 1. Well, no, let's start at 10.
We'll just take over hosting from now on.
Number 10. Mm-hmm. Better Home and Garden was chess. Just the game
what?
Of chess.
I'm not good at chess. I don't understand chess.
I'm kind of good at chess. I kind of understand it. I'm way better at checkers, though.
I do like wizard chess in Harry Potter. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, that is the chess that I play.
Right, where you actually...
But chess, yeah, I appreciate it. There is a lot of remembering, and mm-hmm. you have to be really smart.
Yeah.
Thinking like 4 steps ahead.
I'm not good at that.
Number 11, you don't have to be smart at all, is backgammon.
What? You have to be smart for backgammon? That is a highly strategic game.
It was huge when I was like a teenager.
I love backgammon.
Everybody played backgammon. But it was another one in our family where we get this really fancy backgammon set.
Yeah.
Like, I still have it. It's
yes.
made out of marble. But there's missing pieces. So it's like, hey, you have a great looking backgammon. He's like, can we play? No, it doesn't work. Yeah. Number 8, according to Better Homes and Gardens, Stratego.
Never heard of it.
It's like a Napoleonic version of Capture the Flag, according to the thing here. Number 9 is another one I've never heard of, Axis and Allies.
Nope.
Allies? Don't know it.
Nope.
Number 8 is Battleship, as we already talked about. Number 7 is Risk, which is really
a
fun
game. I like
Risk,
yeah.
Yesterday was my friend's birthday, and that was his present.
Was Risk?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. That game also can last forever, too.
It can.
But it's super fun.
Because
his family loves to play board games.
1959.
What?
My goodness. Let's see. Number 6. Monopoly.
Oh, I like Monopoly.
Yeah,
classic.
It's
yeah,
absolute.
I love
number 5,
Monopoly.
Scrabble. Number 6, let's see. Wait, they skipped
number
a couple here.
Yeah.
They're already up to number 3 is Candyland.
Oh, I love Candyland.
And
that's
that gets
the
my mouth
game.
Watery.
Makes your mouth water. let's see. And number
2
is Clue.
Naturally.
Clue. And number 1, and this is one that didn't even make this other top 10 or even top 25. Number 1, according to Better Homes and Gardens, is The Game of Life.
Oh, wow.
Kid I never liked because I'd sit there going, you know, I'm like 11. I don't want to think about this stuff. I just want to survive the teenage years and get through all this. So anyway, they called it that, and we'll talk about RaveReview.com's top 10 in just a little bit, but let's do your number 5s, mm-hmm. and then we'll take our last break.
My number 5 is another card game. The tables can turn very fast, and me and my cousin even got into a huge fight over it.
Whoa.
The game of War.
Oh, I like War.
So you got in a fight over War?
Yep, we did.
<It's> appropriate.
So War is when like you put down a card and then you
but
you don't look at the card, but if your card is higher than that other your cousin's card, for example, then you take the cards.
Yeah And we got into a huge fight over it.
Nice. Lori and Katie and I used to play. We would go on a road trip to BC every summer, and we would play War and golf just incessantly over and over and over again. I got pretty good at War.
I didn't know Lori and Katie played golf.
The card game golf.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, there's literally no skill in War, so how could you get good at War?
Because I was faster than them.
What do you mean faster?
I cheated. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's a witty thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, if you don't if you don't cheat, you aren't trying hard enough.
Is what your mother says. But if you cheat at working out, then you're only cheating yourself. We've had this conversation. My number five is Monopoly. Another game that I'm not great at, but we played a lot as kids. So I have fond memories. And I really just played because I liked the pieces. I would just only went for like the high-end real estate, like Broadway and Park Place, which mm-hmm. was a terrible strategy because I would just bankrupt myself. But I still like playing.
Yeah, you need to have a mixture of different rents to do. So when you would choose the beginning of the game of who your piece was going to be, what was your favorite?
I liked either the shoe or the top hat.
I was figuring you would go for the top hat.
Yeah, I like the top
hat. You seem like a top hat person.
Exactly.
Benson, you play Monopoly?
Yeah, it's totally not on my list.
What's your favorite piece, though? What's the piece you
My favorite piece is the T-Rex.
T-Rex
or the dog?
When I was a kid, the T-Rex weren't invented yet.
Either the T-Rex or the dog.
The dog. That's what I was always the dog. All right. We're going to take our final break. It's Ricky's Top 10 for this week here on North Idaho Radio. Benson Brown is our special in-house guest expert, guest host today. We're doing Top 10 favorite games, and we'll go down to number four.
Let's go grab another cocktail.
Right after this.
Hunting is conservation. At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we salute hunters for providing the majority of conservation funding across the U.S. Join us for our annual fundraising banquet to benefit wildlife and the mission of the RMEF.
The Selkirk Crest chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet on Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. This is a social evening of fun, friends, and great food, all for the benefit of elk country. You could win some top-notch firearms, premium hunts, and exclusive home furnishings. There are new table packages available this year. Go to rmef.org for details. Buy your tickets now and save big bucks. Don't miss the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet, Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For more information, go online to rmef.org. That's rmef.org.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. That's 800-281-0266.
We toss them, they're awesome. Pizza Factory.
That's right. Pizza Factory says, we toss them, they're awesome. And they are. If you pass by the intersection of Highway 95 and Appleway on your way home, and you haven't called ahead to order pizza for the family, well, you're driving by the best pizza in town. Pizza Factory delivers, either curbside or right to your door. Enjoy one tonight. Check online at CDA Pizza Factory, and then call ahead for the best pizza in town.
We toss them, they're awesome.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, our final segment here for Wednesday. And, you know, we'd mentioned my grandmother a little while ago. It's actually your great-grandmother, and Benson, your great-great-grandmother. Oh, yeah. Name was Julia, super competitive, just like your sister, by the same name. And every Sunday, or just about every Sunday, they would come over, Grandma and Grandpa, for witty family dinner, which we still do on Sundays. And she would always bring this game with her every week, and it was called Fox and Hounds. I had never heard of it before or since. Huh. I don't know another person who ever played Fox and Hounds.
Never heard of it.
It was basically like the same premise as Chinese checkers, where you start off with X number of your guys in your little box, and you go around, you know, this track, and you're jumping over people, or you land on them, and they take them away, make them go back to the start.
Cute.
And the whole thing is to get all your guys into the other side. Then you win. And Grandma Witty would win every Sunday, and mainly because she would pick like six or seven of us, you know, 10, 6-year-old, 3-year-olds, and say, let's play Fox and Hounds. just so she could win something.
Yes. You know, that's so, very Julia.
God rest her soul. Anyway, we are down to number four, and 10-year-old Benson Brown, what is your number four favorite game?
My number four, another card game. This one involves a lot of strategy.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's very simple.
Hmm.
Uno.
Oh, I like Uno. I'm good at Uno.
I really like playing
vengeful Uno, where you like skip turns and reverse it. Like you kind of team up with somebody else playing, and then you'd like go against one person. It's really fun. I like
Uno. You know who invented that?
No.
Yoko Uno.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. What is Uno? What how does it go?
So you start with, I can't remember exactly how many cards you start with, but my family just usually starts with 6 cards. And then you have a handful and you try to get rid of your cards.
You can match either colors or numbers. So there's like a blue 1 through 10, red 1 through 10, whatever, you know.
And there's also like a red,
yellow, and
reverse
orange.
And skip.
Yeah, and then you can reverse and skip or pick up like 2 or 4 cards. So that's how that's where the strategy comes in, is you kind of play against each other
and
get people to pick up more cards than you.
And if you have a wild and you only have one color, you can change it to that certain color.
Yeah.
And if you...
But you also don't want to let on that you only have one color, because then other people can play against you and pick that
other color.
So it'd
be like having a Uno color.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you don't say Uno when you only have one card left, then you get penalized for that too.
Yeah, right. So just you try to get rid of your cards.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. You're number four.
Thank you. My number four, we've already discussed this slightly, is the Game of Life.
Aww.
I really liked it as a kid because I liked daydreaming about like what my life could be. And I thought it was really fun. You know, you get to live in a mansion and choose what your life turns out to be. I don't know. I always really liked it. I haven't played it in years, but I actually thought about it this weekend that's one of the games I should buy to have in my new game cabinet.
So did any of those things turn out to be true?
No, not at all. I don't remember. I mean, probably not. It's kind of like when you play MASH as kids that like... super dumb game that you play in elementary school. It's too complicated to explain. If you played MASH, you know what I'm talking about.
MASH was
Slap
always.
MASH. Yeah.
Benson, you're number three.
My number three is kind of like Chinese checkers, like you mentioned. A little bit. It's like Chinese checkers and Sorry mixed together. Except with dice. The game of Trouble.
Trouble.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played Trouble in a long time.
Yeah.
Does that have the like poppy thing?
Yeah,
in the
I was
middle?
Just gonna ask
that.
Yeah.
Trouble Pop-O-Matic.
Yeah.
That was a problem in my house too growing up, because we would inevitably break that poppy thing, and
of
then
course.
You couldn't play we sucked at games. We just go outside and play ball.
That's why you all played baseball. Yeah.
But yeah, that little poppy thing, that was very inventive of somebody at Hasbro or Wham-O or
that's,
whoever.
When we got it, that's what I said. Like, you can't, well, if you don't break it,
break
Papa,
it. Yeah.
You can't, like, lose it or you can't cheat. You can't cheat with
bet?
It. You can't cheat with it.
Sure. That's a good one. I like it. I haven't thought about Trouble in a long time.
You're in Trouble all
trouble.
The time.
Yeah.
You're number three, Ricky.
My number three is another weird one that I play with the Shooks all the time, is Taboo. It's another one, you have to like use your words, which if any of you have ever spoken to me, I'm very good at. So you have a card with a word on it and then a list of obvious clues. And so you can't say the word or any of the obvious clues listed underneath it. And you have to try to get your teammates to guess the word on your card. And so it's just kind of like you have to think outside the box and how to get people to say this word without any of the, like, say the, you know, clue is car, you can't say drive or road or vehicle. Like, you have to come up with another way to describe a car. So it's really interesting, and it just makes you think in a different way. And you kind of, once you get your teammates sort of rhythm down, you get where they're trying to go with things. So it's kind of fun for that, too.
Not familiar with that, but that one sounds like a lot of fun.
I feel like you'd be good at it.
That would be good.
Yeah. The name is really weird, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't name it.
Well, what? Let's name your number two, Benson.
Something special about my top two is I really, really wanted to tie them, but I also didn't want to have a tie. They could have easily been flopped around,
sure. Super
easily.
Like switched?
Yeah.
Yeah. My number two is sorry.
Oh, I like sorry. I feel like our Aunt Barbara really likes sorry.
When I was like three, I played that every second of every day.
Nice.
And I would cry every time I lost.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
So what is sorry?
Sorry.
So you flip cards. So you have
a little
three of your guys in a start place, and you flip.
Have like a Hershey Kiss shaped game piece, which is
okay. Really
fun.
Oh, I remember.
And
yeah.
Then you flip cards, and then there's a safe zone, which you go up, and then you have to get in back into your home.
And people can bump you back to the start, and that's when sorry comes in.
Yeah, and there's some strategy involved, mm-hmm. but mostly it's just luck of the cards.
Sure.
Ricky, your number two.
Thank you for asking. My number two is a tie. One is a game that we've played our whole lives because Oma and Opa had a set, my grandparents on my mom's side, and then also Grandpa Witty had a set that is now at your house. My brother Willie has it, the beautiful marble set of backgammon. I just really like, it was one of those games that we could just play for hours and hours and hours. And Oma and Opa's set was a travel set, so we would take it camping, or Opa and I would just sit there and play together.
The marble set's really hard to take camping.
Yeah, that one's not practical. And then it's also tied with a brand new game I just learned how to play a couple weekends ago called Catan. Sort of like Risk, but you have to set up a settlement, and so it's a little more involved, and it can last for hours.
I just saw that online.
It's super fun.
Benson, you're number one, which could have been number two, but you flip-flopped.
Yes.
My number one, I can't believe you put this one at number five, Monopoly.
What? That's your number one?
Yeah.
He said it wasn't on his list just to fool you.
Wow.
Ricky, your number one.
Thank you for asking. My number one is a card game. And this is a rare, I'm not a friendly person typically, especially when I lived in Los Angeles, but I walked into a pizza place once and there were four old men playing this game. And I was like, hey guys, I'm really good at this. And I sat down and played with them for hours and I beat them. It is the game of hearts. Very strategic, super fun. You can be ruthless. It's one of those games like poker where you have to figure out what everyone else has. And I'm really good at it. And there's a lot of strategy to that, too. So I can play hearts, and I have 4 hours.
Very good. There is our Ricky's Top 10 with Benson Brown, our in-house kid. And as our engineer Derek pointed out, and several other people who have emailed during the show, is that there wasn't one mention of the game Scrabble.
I am super good at Monopoly. Way off topic.
I don't like Scrabble. I'm not good at it.
Heard of Scrabble, but I'm sorry, Derek. I've never played it.
It's a good one. It gets you thinking. You got to know how to spell and stuff like
that.
That's
terrible. I do like Bananagrams. We didn't mention that.
Bananagrams is very similar to Scrabble.
Yeah.
But according to RaveReview.com, Scrabble, number one.
Huh.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Rebob.
Monopoly, number two. Catan, number three.
Monopoly's
Quirkle,
number
Risk.
One. Come on.
Axes
people.
And Allies, Clue, Battleship, Jenga, and number 10. Another one we failed to mention, Trivial Pursuit.
I
love
Trivial
Pursuit.
That does
not make sense.
I can only win in a pair, though. I've never won individually. I got to look up this Axis and Allies, though. I've never even heard of it.
Let's do that. Let's go do that right now, and we can play the rest of the afternoon and drink cocktails and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm back
I
in
just
here.
Finished my third cocktail.
Back in here tomorrow. I've got a couple of guys from the lab department at BGH, and then Dan Shook from Bonner County Bicycles will join us tomorrow as well. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
1400 AM KSPT Sandpoint, 97.1 FM and 1450 KBFI AM Bonners Ferry.